Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mack has entered the building.
Whoop whoop to the whoop whoop, yeah!
Broadcasting live out of Hollywood, California, getting down with the getting down like we always do. Monday through Thursday, that there is the call time. Be there or be square. Let me give you the calling number if you're locked in and loaded up from around the world. Like I know you is, the calling number here is, there it goes, 646-716-6113. Again, that's 646-716-6113. 6113. Then there are all the lucky numbers. You call those numbers, you just might be brought on to the air to participate in tonight's show. Man, we got Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and everyone all locked in and loaded up, ready to comment on any and or all the topics we encroach upon tonight. Let me ask you the question of the day. The question of the day is a very important question. I always ask this question. How is your day? Huh? How is your day? I hope your day is as off the chain as mine. My day is always off the chain. If it's ever on the chain, I yiggity yank it all the way off the chain because I'm like walking my dogs off the leash.
Walking my dogs off the leash. I like walking them off the leash. How about you? From the west to the east. Man, I could be a beast when I unleash this here lyrical feast into your ear hole. My story's bold as gold, is twice as nice. Let me ask you a question. How is your life? This is your boy, Stevie Mac, doing it up all the way live for you right now. 11 color. There's no better place to be than in the now. I am celebrating 17 years of marital bliss with my wife. We went out to dinner with my moms and pops tonight. Man, lobster, and shrimp. Then some more lobster. I'm lobstered out. Lobster Fest is going on over at Red Lobster, one of my favorite places. That's where we go every year. I'm looking at the picture of us right now on Facebook, and I got to tell you, man, that looks beautiful. We are a shining diamond. We've been together for 22 years, married for 17, and that's that's a record in Hollywood. Yeah. I got over 237 likes and 62 comments on that post today alone, and that's a lot. I got to tell you, that's a whole lot because people recognize that marriages don't last long in Hollywood. In fact, all across the planet, it's just people take it as a joke, So I say this too, talk about gays getting married. Let them get married. Let them, too, get married. Why would you want to be with somebody? I don't care what your sexual orientation is. Why should someone be with someone through thick and thin, and then if something, the shit hits the fan, like someone gets sick and they need to visit that person in the hospital, or they need to take over the assets to continue the family, that person shouldn't be able to do that. That, my friend, is what's up. What's at stake there? We were having a deep conversation tonight over dinner, and it turned to politics. And let me just say this. No matter what's going on in the political realm, don't let them scare you. Sure, Trump is sounding like Stalin. He's sounding like Mein Kampf, Hitler, and all these other things. But, man, they can't stop the time. Okay? They cannot stop the time. Preacher man, don't tell me God is under the earth. What you gonna do? Stand up for your right. Come on. Get up. Stand up. Get up for your... Okay. Don't give up the fight. Bob Marley, basically. And with that being said, I want to go ahead and give you a little bit about that. Get up. Stand up. Okay, what is this? These are all live. I don't want to get it live. I like the recorded version of Bob Marley stuff instead of the live concert. I tried the live concert stuff. It just don't sit well with me. I like the stuff where it's recorded better, because they got like all the all the instruments in there and everything. So here's one right. I believe this is the recorded version right here. So here we go. Bob Marley, stand up for your rights, don't give up the fight, and none of them can stop the time. And the song that glorifies that theme is Redemption Song. You know what? Hold on a second. That is not Bob Marley, man. I don't know who the hell that is singing a redemption song right there. You know Bob. You know when it's Bob Marley singing a redemption song. Bob Marley has that raspy, weed-drenched, prophetic voice. Prophetic. Because he's a prophet. Here you go. This is Bob Marley. Thank you.
merchant ships. Minutes of the day to guide from the bottomless pit. But my head was made strong by the end of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy. None of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy. None of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Hoo-ah! Mr. Bob Marley, that's a prophet. And the reason why I call him a prophet, so that you know what I'm talking about, is in reggae, there's prophets and there's Bati Boys. The same way in hip-hop, there are hip-hop artists who speak the gospel and preach the gospel, like KRS-One and Public Enemy. And then there's people who talk gangster rap and smacking you up and killing you. The prophets are prophetic, and they speak of things to come, and they speak of upliftment. Bob Marley was a prophet. Capleton was a prophet. Gregory Isaacs. Now, I don't know. Gregory Isaacs, I wouldn't say Gregory Isaacs was a prophet. Gregory Isaacs, maybe in his latter years, but when you come with a song like Night Nurse, I wouldn't quite say that was a prophet. Night Nurse is more like, some people would say that Night Nurse was about heroin. They call Gregory Isaacs the cool ruler. Gregory Isaacs was cool down the peace some of the other ones. Number one, If I Don't Have You. His songs are more love songs. Check out Night Nurse. I give you an idea. You listen to Night Nurse with Gregory Isaacs, and you know what I'm talking about. Gregory Isaacs was this group. Night Nurse. Well, you check it out, and you be the judge. Okay, here we go. Gregory Isaacs with Night Nurse.
Oh. gonna try your best just to make it quick. Pour my 10 to the 6. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Night nurse, only you alone can benefit at her. My night nurse.
Oh God.
My night nurse. Oh, the pain is getting worse. I need attendance on my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. Night nurse. Only you alone can quench this thirst. My nightmare. Oh, the pain is getting worse. I'm hurt by love.
That's Gregory Isaacs right there with Night Nurse. So you get the gist of it, right? You listen to Gregory Isaacs, you go, oh, okay, I see what you're talking about. But this is the one I dedicate to my wife on our 17th wedding anniversary. This here is Tony with It's Our Anniversary.
First thing I'll do is run.
That's how it goes, baby. 17 years and counting. It's no better than this. The spiritual bliss and more. TV Mag Radio. Broadcasting live out of sunny Southern California. Boy, it can't be beat. You could tell that the song wanted to go on further, right? I mean, that was 7 minutes 41 seconds already deep, and it still had more to go. I like it when he comes to the bridge and goes, "Do you know what today is?" Woo! Tony, thank you so much for putting that down. Raphael Sadiq leading them up right there. This is your boy Stevie Mac signing off on another beautiful day. Here's Stevie Mac Radio. We'll be back here tomorrow with another exciting show. This marks our, today is our 1,469th episode. And each day that goes by, we do a new episode, and you can subscribe to us for free on iTunes. Go to steviemac.com, steviemac.com, and subscribe to the show there for free and get all the shows we have done and all those we shall do. And we'll see you in the blue. This is your boy Stevie Mac, putting it down for the crown. And remember, the world is listening.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mac has left the building.
Whoop whoop to the whoop whoop, yeah!
Tomorrow. Good night, everybody.